USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for his big election kickoff, President Trump spoke about the increasing tension with Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said point blank,
President Trump does not want war.
He was visiting Central Command headquarters in Florida. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and South Korea, Chris Hill, says there's a need for Trump to talk with allies in Europe.
I would hope that if they are involved, that we don't see any more involvement. That would be a first step. I would think, too, that we should have some consultations between the U.S. and its allies, because its allies, especially in Europe, are not very happy about this whole situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another American tourist has died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A 55-year-old New Jersey man found dead in his room last Thursday at the Terra Linda Resort in the northern part of the Caribbean nation. Reports are he makes the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly die while visiting the country in just the past few months. That string of deaths is not isolated to one location. Toxicology results for several of the tourists who died are still pending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal authorities say it was one of the largest drug busts in American history. KYW Radio's Mark Abrams.
Agents found 16.5 tons of cocaine with an estimated street value of more than $1 billion stuffed into containers aboard a Liberian-flagged cargo ship. U.S. Attorney William McSwain says the amount of cocaine seized was, in his words, capable of killing millions of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One Texas senator is speaking out about the Internet. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
On Monday, the Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they had discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment, from the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Steven Crowder. Now, Cruz references back to a Senate hearing that was held not too long ago where he was trying to get answers out of these big tech companies, and he says he had a little bit of a difficult time getting a straight answer regarding what is hate speech.
So the broad rubric hate speech is used. So, for example, some of the questions I asked Facebook are the following statements hate speech. Is the statement marriage is the union of one man and one woman, is that hate speech? Should that be silenced? Now, you may disagree with it, but is that a view that must be silenced from the public square? Is the statement there are two genders, men and women, is that hate speech? All of those questions, by the way, Facebook refused to answer. They won't say if, you know, I asked Twitter and Facebook, if someone quotes verbatim from the Torah, from the Bible, or the Quran, says nothing else but simply quotes from one of those sources, is that hate speech? Would that be censored? They won't answer.
Cruz also pointed out that roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.